Environmental groups are seeking greater input as California puts the finishing touches on its application to become a hub for hydrogen fuel production, billed as a big step toward a zero-carbon emission future. The project is being managed by a public-private partnership called the Alliance for Renewable Clean Hydrogen Energy Systems, known as ARCHES. Monica Embry with the Sierra Club says this is an incredible opportunity to advance climate progress, but only if certain guardrails are put in place.
If they use existing pipelines, they would have to really separate them quite a lot. And we want to make sure that those have safety mechanisms in place, that communities get to say whether or not a pipeline near them actually gets used for hydrogen. We want leakage monitoring. We want really strict standards.
Hydrogen is extremely explosive and is a major greenhouse gas pollutant if it leaks or is burned. So, ARCHES says it will not be used for homes or commercial buildings, but instead will be targeted to medium and heavy-duty vehicles, ports, and power plants, which are especially difficult to decarbonize. In addition, ARCHES says hydrogen will be produced using renewable power and will not be blended with natural gas within pipelines. SoCalGas and Chevron have been consulting on the application. And the ARCHES website calls for meaningful engagement with community groups and environmental justice advocates. However, Bahram Faseli with the group Communities for a Better Environment says the planning process has been rather opaque thus far.
They have done a very poor job of prioritizing environmental justice or public health in their process. They're not open to the California's open meeting laws and public participation. They only have one environmental justice representative in their 11-member board.
The application to the Department of Energy is due April 7th. New hydrogen hubs could bring more than $1 billion in federal investment to California. This is Suzanne Potter reporting. Find our 8 trust indicators to support transparency and accuracy at publicnewsservice.org.